It's great to see so many of you here, and if you're visiting and you've come with family or friends that are going to be baptized today, we're so glad that you joined us. You're so welcome. We're going to spend a very short time up here, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. The adults with the children are going to go to the middle floor for a quick drink and just a quick children's story that will help them to understand Jesus more. We won't be long. I see this as the hors d'oeuvre. Does anybody know what an hors d'oeuvre is, children, young people? It's the starter before the main course. And it's the taster, because I believe the main course today isn't going to happen up here. It's going to be a celebration of what God has done in seven different people's lives. That's going to be the main course. And what's fantastic about today is that the seven different people getting baptized come from different backgrounds, have different stories, different ages. But they all believe in the one Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. And they have personally put their faith in Him. And this is why it's really important that we understand that every life matters to Jesus. He celebrates everyone who turns away from their own life, following their own ways, believes that Jesus died for them, died for their sins, was buried and rose again from the dead, and is alive. We don't follow a dead person. We follow a living God who is Jesus Christ, our Lord. He rose again on the third day. And He is giving life and has given life to billions. And there's 2 billion over believers, Christians on the planet today. But every life matters. So even if it was just one person getting baptized today, it's because they matter. They matter to God, and He died specifically for them as He died for all of us today. So what does baptism mean? Well, it means to be immersed, which is why you'll see a pool downstairs. It means to dip down under. You know, when you wash a greasy chip pan, or you've had a fry up and you've got a pan, it's not good enough to sprinkle it. Sprinkling isn't baptizing. And Jesus speaks about how all who believe in Him must be baptized. So it's a command of Jesus that shows that you are already a Christian. So being baptized in water doesn't make you a Christian. It's who you already are. You've already declared that you believe that Jesus died for your sins, was buried, and rose again from the dead. And you have personally, not because of your family, not because of the church you're in, but you have personally accepted Jesus. Your sins are forgiven. You've been given a brand new life. And now God accepts you totally as His child, forgiven and a brand new life. So baptism is to go into water, come up again, which symbolizes actually something so powerful. And becoming a Christian is one of the most, it is the most transforming experience of your life. No human being could experience anything like it. Nothing to compare with it. Because your baptism shows you that as Jesus died and was buried, so the old you and your sins died with Him. So actually, the water is like your grave, and we're having your funeral service in a very positive way. The old you couldn't be tweaked or made better. The old you, it's actually not acceptable to God without Jesus. Being a Christian isn't someone who just goes to church or prays. That doesn't make you a Christian. A Christian is a brand new person through believing and accepting Jesus Christ as the only way you can have your sins or your things, the things you've done wrong, your failures. None of us could ever be right with God. We've all missed God's standard. We're all imperfect. Born that way, actually, and we live an imperfect life. The only perfect life is Jesus. And it's only Jesus that makes you perfect and ready for heaven. So you can't go to heaven just praying. You have to receive Jesus, believe that he died for you, believe that he was buried and rose again. So when you go down into the water, it's really a symbol of having said goodbye to your old life. That independent life, that life that was full of just what you wanted to do and be. And now Jesus has forgiven you all your sins and you are raised to a new life in Jesus Christ. Some people think being a Christian is just being a nice person. Well, you should be a nice person if you're a Christian. Doesn't give you any excuses to be not so nice. But being a Christian isn't just about doing good things. It's like, for example, if there was, say, this donkey. The donkey always wanted to be a racehorse. And thought he was a racehorse, like some people think they're Christians, but they're not. Thought he was a racehorse. He even hung out with racehorses. He even had a stable with all the racehorses that were winning races. He had his hooves polished and filed. He ate the same food as the racehorses. And he would trot out to the race course with the jockey on his back, thinking, I'm a winner. I can do this. And he gets into the starting blocks. Do they call them the stalls? I don't know. I'm not really a horsey girl. But into those stalls. And he thinks, I'm a racehorse. I'm made for this. Well, you know what's going to happen? He's going to fail. The racehorses are going to speed off. And he's going to be left behind. Because a donkey is a donkey. Just as someone isn't a Christian just because they think they are or think they can be around people who are or were born into a family that says they're Christian or even are part of a country that calls itself a Christian country. A Christian is only a Christian because you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And what we are celebrating today is these seven individuals have. That in this symbolic act of baptism, they're showing everybody that they believe personally that their old life has gone, the donkey life, and they've been raised a new thing. Not exactly a racehorse. But a new creation in Christ. All things have gone. Everything has become new. Now, just to explain how simple it is to become a Christian, but how life-changing it is. In John chapter 1, we're going to read. I'm skipping past all that I've given you, but we'll go straight to John chapter 1 and talking about Jesus. And this shows you, all of us here, what these seven individuals have done. And actually, I have. That's why I can call myself a Christian. Not because I'm a pastor. Not because of my job. I'm actually a Christian. My old life is gone and I've been given a new life and Jesus has become that new life. So John chapter 1 speaks about Jesus being in the world. That means Jesus came as a human being, God's son. God's son became man. The world was made through him. Wow. God made this world. Don't let that put you off this morning, because the most important message is about Jesus, but he did make the world. And the world didn't know him. In other words, they didn't recognize him, because they thought, you mean God would come and become one of us? Because it hurts your brain to think the God who made everything would become one of us and live as a human being, but a perfect, sinless life. He came to his own. He came to his own people, but his own did not receive him. In other words, many, when Jesus came to the nation of Israel, the Jews, many said, I don't want you. They didn't receive him as their savior and their Lord. And in that culture, this word means they didn't welcome him into their homes. That's what the word receive means. But then the good news comes. But, don't you love the but? I do. As many as received him. So that's as many as received. So whoever chooses to receive Jesus Christ, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. It's powerful, this. To those who receive him, you become something different. What you were, you are no longer, and now you've become God's child. That means you're born of God. It goes on to say, who were born of God. Now, you and I know and understand a human birth, where a baby is born, brand new, comes out, and you're like, wow. I wonder if we could realize how wow it is that we have quite a few people in this room who are born of God. Because even children are wow, aren't they, when they're born? Fathers and mothers would say that. Wow, look. You usually say, look what we did. Aren't we brilliant? I think God says, look at what I did. Aren't I brilliant? And he's so delighted to have a child that he can call his. And when you are a child of God, it means you have God's nature in you. Christ himself, Jesus himself, comes to live in your heart. So that speaks about he comes, and he comes to everybody here this morning. You can choose to receive him or not. It's your choice. Nobody is ever pressured to become a Christian. The parents whose young people are becoming baptized today, they wouldn't want to pressure their kids to do this. They'd want it to be their faith. And they will test that out, their own faith. So he comes to us all. I remember when he came to me when I was 27. And I just said, wow, I welcome you. I took him into my home, the home of my life, my heart. And I said, Lord, I receive you. Not just as my savior from sins, but the Lord of my life. Because you can't become a Christian just by being forgiven. You have to say, Lord, I'm going to make you my Lord. I'm going to follow you. In other words, to have a Lord means he leads you. And you become a follower of Jesus, not just someone who believes, but follows Jesus all the way through until you see him face to face in heaven. And by the way, only those who receive Jesus on earth will be received in heaven. Very important truth. Only those who receive him here and now will be received. But that's what they've done. And they've become children of God, brand new people. So when you go into the water, the old you, it's symbolic. Your sins, all that was wrong with you is gone, buried in Christ. Just as he was raised from the dead, so you too have been raised to a new life as a beloved child of God. God is now your father, and he takes responsibility of looking after you, caring for you, and leading and guiding your life. Now, I hope that donkey story helped, because it helps me to think of people. I was talking to somebody this week who we were discussing. He wasn't a Christian, and you know, he couldn't admit that he'd ever done anything wrong. I find that shocking because I know how much I've done wrong. I'm like, wow. But he couldn't see. He thinks he's good enough. And anyway, he does a lot of good for people. So he thought that would get him to heaven if there was a heaven. And I nicely, in a nice way, presented to him that only Jesus, only receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior will give you access to a relationship with God that's the best relationship ever and a new life in Jesus. I'm going to finish with this because what these seven people are doing today takes courage. It's not an easy thing, is it? Does anybody who's been baptized, if anybody finds it easy, you can wave at me. I don't think anybody this morning finds it easy. And each one of them will share a little bit of their story, and they'll go into the water and be baptized. It's a very special, significant moment. Jesus did it, and he tells everybody else to do it. But it's also significant because you are saying publicly, I'm a follower and believer in Jesus Christ. That's what you're saying. I am a believer and a follower of Jesus. It's a public declaration. And I've got good news for you from Matthew's gospel. Just these are the words of Jesus. Whoever confesses me or acknowledges me before people, before men, before people, that one, male or female, I will confess before my Father who is in heaven. So you're going public. You're going public today with your faith. Isn't that brilliant? Hugh's going, yes, I am. Come on. It's wonderful. Yes, I am. You're going public. You're saying, I'm saying I'm a believer in Jesus' death, his cross for me, and his resurrection. And I'm proud to say I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. And just in case the message hasn't got through, Jesus said, next verse, whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father in heaven. So in other words, every Christian is to go public with their faith so that he can say to God, his Father, Father, they're ours. They're our children. We receive them. They have a right to all the promises, all the inheritance that is ours, is theirs. And I have given them a brand new life and put my spirit in them, and they will walk and follow me. Jesus says, I am proud to call you my son, my child. They're acknowledging courageously that they are believers and followers in Jesus. when Jesus was baptized, and this is what we're going to pray before we go downstairs. Jesus went to John the Baptist, to this river. It wasn't a pool like it is downstairs. It doesn't really matter as long as you go right in. He went to this river and he went down under the water. But it says that as he came up, amazing things happened. The heaven was opened. The Holy Spirit came upon him. And he heard the voice of the Father, God's pleasure in what he did in being baptized. You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. And I hope we can all pray this today for everyone being baptized. They will experience the power of the Holy Spirit. Same as Jesus. And they will hear his voice and his pleasure about what you are doing to honor him and what he has done for you. So that's what we're going to pray together before we finish. And I wonder if you could pray, if you feel comfortable praying with people around you, do. If you don't, just sit and think about how happy God must be about these people being baptized today. But I'd love us to pray together. Lord, may they experience your Spirit. Know that heaven is open to them. And that they will know your pleasure, that they are the beloved children of the living God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for every life that has become a new believer, a new person. We thank you, Lord, that the old has already passed away. All things have become new. We thank you for your pleasure in this celebration of brand new lives. We thank you, Jesus, that you make us right with God through faith simply in you and what you have done. And we pray not just for ourselves, but we pray for everybody listening that we would all know that it's important to make this decision and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Lord, you're not willing that any man perish, but all come to know the truth. And we pray the truth that has been this kind of hors d'oeuvre this morning will help many go on to heaven and become children of God themselves through receiving Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Thank you. It's the best life. It's a good life because you're good. And we have the best, most amazing God in Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Thank you for this special moment that as they are baptized, you will fill them up with your Spirit. You'll do something fresh and powerful over their lives, that they will be kept by your power until the last day when Jesus himself will return and become seen to be Lord and Savior of all. Be glorified in this day, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaithsw.com.